Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Yo, yo, yo!
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
Yo, yo, yo!
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco and Tony.
Yo.
You know, the people out there, they've been waiting for this show, you know, badgering us. Where's the episode when you're going to talk Sixers?
Exactly.
People hold your
horses. We hear it nonstop. We know.
Yeah, exactly.
Relax.
Leave us alone. We'll get to you.
Take it easy.
You know, first of all, we hear you out there saying that, quote unquote, the Sixers didn't show up in Game 7. People, if you want to see what not showing up looks like, go watch our last episode, right, Tony?
Yeah, exactly. Our guest is what they call a persona non gratias.
Yeah, more like a non-guest. You know, hopefully our guest actually shows today, because I actually want to speak to this guy, Tony.
Me too.
Now that Doc Rivers is gone from Philly, finally.
Yeah. Adios.
Like a fart in the wind. Yeah.
Yep. Bonjour.
We want to get some inside perspective today. So we're going to bring on this guy. He was on a team the year after Doc Rivers got fired. Longtime NBA player, Cutino Mobley, who was on the 2004 Orlando Magic, as you remember, right after Doc got fired.
Smart, and,
you
know,
we're
going
to ask him straight up how much better things got in Orlando after they got rid of Doc.
Yeah, it was just what the doctor didn't order.
Good one there, Tony. And
Thank you.
On the subject of making things better, it's time for a word from our newest sponsor, our good friends at the money-saving app, Upside. Do you like paying full price for things? Well, then you're a f***ing idiot.
Yeah. On this Upside, you get discounts on gas and restaurant meals. The downside was, of course, your whole life before you started using this app, loser.
Download the Upside app now and enter the promo code Fusco for 50% off your first purchase. Offer only valid on the eastern shore of Costa Rica. Upside.
Yeah, another upside for us. Another check
is
in the mail.
Big check there.
Huge
right, Tony?
Check
you know, people,
coming. Let's
go. People, as we said up top, they're surprised by this Sixers implosion. Well, we're not.
Not us.
And that's why right now we're going to go over everything. We got 100% bang on the head, as usual. It's one of our most popular segments where Paulie and Tony were right.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
Well, Tony, just a terrible ending for an otherwise terrific Sixers season.
Absolutely.
And, you know, when you look at what went wrong with this team, it's very clear to see. You know,
heartbreaking.
You watch that Game 7, Joel Embiid and James Harden, they go for a combined 8 for 29 from the field.
Horrible.
A pathetic 37% on shooting.
Terrible.
And when you break it down, there's one clear reason for that. Doc Rivers.
Absolutely. You know, as a coach, you got to tell these guys, yo, stop missing shots. And Doc Rivers clearly didn't do that.
Even if he could coach, these NBA coaching jobs, they're simple. All you got to do, if you're a coach, all you got to do is speak.
That's literally
it. Doc Rivers has had a 20-year case of laryngitis. He can barely make out a word this guy's saying. You know, he's more hoarse than American Pharaoh.
Yeah,
I mean,
he is.
How the hell could these players, how could they hear him in an arena during a game?
You know, if someone had just gotten him a Ricola or something, we'd be in the conference finals by now.
Great point, Tony. Couldn't agree more. All right,
thank
to the
you.
Next thing we got right.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
You know, another thing we said at the start of the season, we said this is not going to be the year for the Sixers.
Yeah,
and,
we said
you know, you can go back to our old episodes
go
and just
listen to the
them
tapes.
Just to prove it. Yeah, you know,
yeah.
Drive up our ad revenue.
Yeah,
you know,
get us that more check. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, anyway, you know, now James Harden himself is backing up exactly what we said. You know, these idiots, they want to ignore this, but he came full with the truth. You know,
he
this is his first full season with the team, and he explained the loss to the Celtics by saying, quote, "We're only 1 year in. We played against the team who's been together for quite a few years now."
Absolutely.
That, Tony, that right there points out why the Celtics had an unfair advantage.
You know, this is so true. Teams that have been together longer always have an advantage. Just look at the Warriors. Well, don't not that. But look at the Bucks, for example. Don't look at that either.
No.
Look at Denver. Denver, there you
there
go.
You go.
Look at
there
them.
There you go, Denver. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, this isn't just for sports, right, Tony?
Nothing
is ever good in the first year of anything, except this show. It was great out the gate, you know, number one. But,
exactly. You
know, you see this, we see this in other areas, you know, like TV, right?
Look at one of the all-time great sitcoms. Of course, I'm talking about Three's Company.
Yep.
In the first three seasons, there was no Don Knotts. They had Mr. Roper. Not funny.
Not funny.
But in season four, they brought in Don Knotts.
Mr. Furley.
And the rest is television history.
Just such a terrific example there, Tony, because Mr. Roper lasted three seasons as Doc Rivers lasted three seasons.
Just, absolutely.
Just so great how you draw the comparison there for the audience.
Thank you.
All right, let's move to another big story out of the NBA.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
You know, you people out there, you're going to say this doesn't count as a right because we didn't say it on air. But that's because we knew that the media, stupid media out there, would twist our
words.
The
worst.
But
exactly.
You know what we got to do right now is we got to defend someone who is once again being unfairly attacked. Of course,
yeah,
we're talking
do.
About Ja Morant, who, again, for some reason, is in hot water just for flashing a gun on Instagram.
But, I don't get
you know,
it.
Tony, this is ridiculous. Explain to the people why.
You know, Ja Morant lives in Memphis. The team is called the Grizzlies. If you live in an area prone to grizzly attacks, then it would be stupid not to carry a gun.
Yep.
You know, frankly, when I saw the video, I was shocked because I thought he should be carrying something bigger, like a rifle or a bazooka or something. You ever see the movie The Relevant with Leonardo DiCaprio? That one scene, it's terrifying.
Terrific point there, Tony. And, you know, Ja Morant's critics out there, these idiots, you know, they're saying that this is not how a role model should behave.
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah? Well, why don't you tell that to John Wayne?
Yeah, a real
Dirty
man.
Dirty Harry.
Legend.
Wyatt Earp.
The best.
Yeah.
Yeah, great point.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
All right, last one here. You know, we've been saying this for months that Jalen Hurts should be the highest paid QB in the league. You know, you're probably sick of us saying it because, you know, you agree with us and it makes you angry when we bring up that he's no longer the highest paid QB. You know, now it's Lamar Jackson and apparently Patrick Mahomes. They say he's going to get a bigger contract, though.
Yeah, I heard that.
But, Donnie, Jalen Hurts, he just did something to outsmart them all, didn't he?
Yep, he always does.
Yeah. Jalen Hurts went and received his master's degree from Oklahoma. And what
so
a move,
smart.
Tony, because what do we know about people with master's degrees? They earn much more than people with regular degrees.
Yup, they do. And by my calculations, if Patrick Mahomes gets $600 million, then you got to give Jalen Hurts at least $2 billion. It's a smart move to get his master's.
Exactly. You got to pay for that extra education. And, I'd love
to discuss
this more, Tony, but guess what? In a change of pattern on this show, our guest has actually had the balls to show
up. Hey, all right.
There we go. All right. So let's go ahead and bring him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, this guy, native son, born right here in Philadelphia, 12-year NBA vet. We couldn't be more prouder. Of course,
if
he played for the Sixers, we would have been prouder.
Yeah,
but
we would have been much prouder.
Great. Played for the Rockets, the Magic, the Kings, the Clippers. Now he's on Fox Sports as an analyst, and he's also a motivational speaker.
Wow, terrific.
He does a lot. Anyway, let's bring him on. Catino Mobley, welcome to the show.
Guys, how you doing, man?
Hey,
we're doing great.
Good.
And, you know,
Thank
on the
you.
Subject of how we're doing, you know, we know you had a bit of a heart condition. You know, that's what caused you to retire from the league. You know, we have a reputation, as you know. We can be tough on our guests.
We're
sometimes,
very tough
you know,
on
get,
our guests, but we're going to go easy
sometimes
today.
Sometimes guests get scared of coming on the show. Some don't show up like last week.
Yeah, sometimes they don't even show up. They're so scared.
Yeah, we're going to go easy on you. We don't want to get you riled up, okay?
Nope, we want the heart rate to stay low, blood pressure down.
We need that.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Exactly.
Okay, so here's why we brought you on today. Obviously, you played for the Orlando Magic in 2004, the year after Doc Rivers got fired, of course. You know, in the last season that Doc was there, that team, they finished an embarrassing 21-61.
But then horrible.
You came in, and so did their new coach, Johnny Davis. They improved to a highly respectable 36-46, which is good for the Magic, you know.
Yeah.
When you showed up, tell us, Catino, how relieved in the building were people that, you know, Doc was finally out of there?
I don't know if they were relieved, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, 21 games the year prior. And then I actually didn't want to leave Orlando. But I got into a little, you know, bumping the heads with Johnny Davis. When I left, we were top in Orlando. We were top in the East, one of the top teams. And when I left, these guys didn't even make the playoffs.
Oh,
so
right.
You know,
you made that
tough.
About yourself, which is good. Yeah. I like that. Good ego. Yeah. What was your beef with Johnny Davis?
Yeah, what happened? What,
was he worse than Doc Rivers? What was his problem?
Was he worse than Doc Rivers, this guy? No, Doc wasn't bad. Listen, Doc's never coached me. I think Doc's a good dude. But
says you.
You know,
says you.
As far as Johnny, you know, Steve Francis and I were at that time, you know, backcourt of excitement for the NBA. And, you know, the team that we had, I didn't want to share time with our rookies. And, you know, the reason there was success on our team at the time I was there. You know, Grant Hill was coming off, you know, injury and he's feeling better. Dwight Howard was a rookie. You know, Hedo Turkoglu was coming off the bench. We had a nice little team. So, you know, he thought that the scheme and everything was his. And, you know, come to find out, the team broke up. You know, it's kind of like it just wasn't what it was when I left.
So what you're saying there is that Johnny Davis is equally a shitty coach as Doc
Rivers.
Yeah,
just as much as Doc, it sounds like.
Just so I follow.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Listen, all I'm saying is we didn't go to the playoffs that year. They didn't go to the playoffs that year.
There you go.
But, I have a question for you since you played the game. You know, Doc Rivers, he's had like a 20-year case of laryngitis.
Yeah.
He can't understand a word this guy's saying.
I can't talk.
Tell me as a player, how important is it to actually be able to hear and understand your coach when he's talking?
I don't know.
There's a good impersonation.
He's doing a Doc Rivers impression.
Listen, guys.
Yeah.
Listen, I screamed a lot when I was younger. I don't know. You know, I think Doc's a – I think Doc you know, he's a very, he's not a, a Stan Van Gundy. He's not a Jeff Van Gundy. And he's very talented as a coach, but I just think the personality of Doc, he's not pushy. So in not being pushy, people practice bad habits throughout seasons. And because you're not pushy and, you know, guys just do what they want to do. And when it starts to show in the playoffs, and that's the bad thing about the situation with Doc.
You know, one of the rumors that we're hearing with the head coaching vacancy for the Sixers is former Raptors coach Nick Nurse. But don't you think that would be a downgrade going from Doc to a Nurse?
Yeah.
I mean, they both won a championship. Doc don't have more championships than him.
Yeah, but, you know, as a man who suffers from a heart condition, I just want to know, you know, who would you rather see? You know, if they say the doctor's out, here's a Nurse, wouldn't that bother you?
Yeah.
No, because nurses do more work.
Oh, wow. You have respect for nurses.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
nurses do more work.
This is a man who you have the experience here.
Yeah, you
do. Hospital record.
Yeah, you do.
But just back to the Sixers.
Yeah.
You know, people are saying the Sixers season was a failure. But when you look at it, Joel Embiid won a title.
Yeah, he won the title.
A scoring title
that counts.
Is harder to win.
Yes.
You got to beat the 600 people in the league, even people on your own team. Wouldn't you agree? Scoring title.
More impressive.
Than NBA title.
Get out of here. Are you serious? What are you guys on? Dope or dog food?
Excuse me? Scoring title? Yeah.
Scoring title.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I don't want you to get too upset.
Yeah.
Here.
We could tell your blood pressure is like 136 over 82. Hold on. Let's bring it back down.
Which one is it? Dope or dog food? Which one is it? I'm trying to figure
it out. Are you kidding me? He had to beat out 500 players in the league.
Because he doubled your score.
Yeah.
You're jealous of Joel Embiid.
What was your career high in the season? 15?
Exactly.
He had 32.
Yeah.
No, my career high in the season is 22.
Was that heartbeats? Heartbeats? 22 heartbeats per season?
Yeah, that's what we're talking here.
Okay, listen, I'm going to tell you this.
What?
How did that work out with you being the scoring leader? How'd that work out?
Tell me
how
that
doesn't matter. We got a title already.
What do you mean it don't matter?
Doesn't matter.
What do you mean it don't matter? You brought it up.
Yeah, this is a sore subject for you. I can tell why. Because you never played for the Sixers, right?
Exactly.
You wish you did.
You wish you played for the Sixers.
No, I do not.
Yeah, you do.
Uh-oh. He's getting a little agitated.
I love Philadelphia.
We probably just want to take it down a notch.
Okay, you're right.
What we're going to do, we're going to move to a better topic, a more positive note for you.
Yup.
We want to talk about how you almost got traded to the Knicks, right? And then this was in the late 2000s, and then they brought you in for a medical evaluation, and they found you had this heart condition. How glad at that point were you for that heart condition? Do you go back and think of the years of your life you would have lost had you had to play for such a terrible organization?
At the time, Dan Tony was the coach. I wouldn't mind playing with Dan Tony, but I wasn't really a fan of the guy Dolan, the owner.
Yeah.
Wasn't a fan of him. So I think, I should have been careful of how I wished that one. Truthfully.
What should you have done?
I love New York. I used to spend my summers in New York. I love D'Antoni, but I did not like the owner.
He's a terrible owner.
Terrible.
He's terrible.
Yeah.
All right. I see. Good. I think we're a little calmer now. This is okay. All right. I'm not as afraid. I was going to call EMT there for a second,
but
okay.
We were close, but now we're okay.
So, you know, we saw you on this other show, Coutinho. You were talking about how Ja Morant is not being a good role model for flashing a gun. But hold on here. I think you're missing the point.
Yeah.
He lives in Memphis. The team is called the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Now, if there are grizzly bears running around there, well, wouldn't it be smart to carry a gun?
Yeah. The Grizzlies are everywhere.
No, it's not smart to listen. Licensed in a holster, in a box, all good. I'm not saying you shouldn't carry a gun. But at the end of the day, you're big influence. You're a big influence.
You're a role model.
What about John Wayne, Coutinho?
Yeah.
Is he not a role model to you?
Yeah, or Charles Bronson.
Charles Bronson, John Wayne, Death Wish.
Yeah, exactly.
You wanted to be him?
I watched Death Wish 12. I said, oh my God, what a guy here. He doesn't take nothing.
That's who I want to be when I grow up after world's number one sportscaster.
And look at you. And look at you now. Amazing. I love it.
Excuse me?
I'm sensing a little sarcasm.
Look at you now. You're not fighting the fly right now.
Are you kidding me?
You want to beat a guy not even fighting the fly.
Are you kidding me? We take on the whole sports world over here.
We'll take you on.
Yeah, take you on. Are you kidding?
The next time I see you, I'm going to be putting my fist right where the sun don't shine. Because guess what, Catino? You're getting Catino'd from the show. You're out of here.
You're done.
Get out of here.
You're off the show.
Yeah. Goodbye.
See ya.
Go punch a bag.
We're hanging up the mobile phone.
You know what? I hope you get eaten by a grizzly bear.
Go punch a bag in the back or something.
Oh,
like
get out of here.
Full scope satellite.
Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up the phone.
You know, I wish he was more like our guest last week and, you know, just didn't show up at all.
Yeah, exactly. That would have been way better.
Yeah. Well, let's not let him ruin what was otherwise a terrific show as usual. Of course, we want to thank our new sponsor, Upside.
Thank you. Are you kidding me?
Definitely not an Upside here.
It's producer Jay. What do you want?
What?
Corrections.
What? Hurry up. Go.
All right. Look, first, you said Ja Morant needs a gun to protect himself from grizzly bears running around Memphis.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, the team's called the Grizzlies, bro.
They're called the Grizzlies because they originally played in Vancouver. There are no grizzly bears in Memphis.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know what's going to be grizzly? When I murder you.
Yeah, next time we talk bears, it's going to be where to bury your body. Boom, that's it. We're done. Let's get out of here. We're done.
No.
What?
Why? Hurry up.
You said James Harden and Joel Embiid combined to shoot 37% from the floor in Game 7?
Yeah, bro. Horrible.
Yeah, it was terrible.
No, your math is what's terrible. They took 29 shots and made 8. That's 27%.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what's going to take 29 shots? My gun at your face.
Yeah, and you know who has no shot? Yo, with every woman on the planet.
Oh,
yeah, you're done. Let's get out of here. I'm done.
Nope. No.
What?
Last one.
What? Hurry up and go.
And I can't believe I'm actually bringing this up, but you said Three's Company didn't become a hit until they got rid of Mr. Roper.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, Team Furley, bro.
Yeah.
As usual, that's wrong. It was the number 2 show in America when they still had Mr. Roper.
Oh, yeah? Well, they're going to call me Mr. Roper after I hang you.
Yeah. When you open your mouth, this becomes the number 2 show, if you catch my drift.
Oh,
boom!
Great one, Tony.
You're
done.
You suck.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And you know what's also great, Tony?
Look at this, Paulie.
The NFL's hottest free agent coming on the show next week. Just booked Super Bowl legend Nick Foles will be here.
Terrific.
That, you know, maybe we'll help him find his next team. You know,
yeah,
all the teams
exactly.
They listen to this show, so they'll be tuning in. And we know you'll be tuning in to our YouTube. Subscribe there. Follow us on TikTok. Go back
and
listen
to
the old pod episodes. And Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week.
See ya.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.